Missed. Hey, everyone, we got a special show tonight. Our boy, our savior, our main man, Jesus.
The birthday boy.
The birthday boy's calling in tonight. He does it every year.
Every year.
Oh,
it's a tradition.
Scooter and I are not big fans of organized religion, have a lot of questions about it. We always make room for Jesus. Always.
Yes.
And he'll be taking your calls tonight.
Hello, this is Jesus.
Hey, what's up?
Hello, Savior. Well, how do you want to be addressed?
This is indeed the actual Jesus Christ. You can just call me whatever works for you. Whatever you are brought up with, I certainly will answer to.
Okay. Hey, I have a couple of questions for you before we get to the callers, because I'm...
And I would be glad to answer questions not only from you, but from any of your listeners well.
Yeah, I wanted to know about after the crucifixion, the 3 days in hell. And is it like Bill Hicks said, is the music better? What's up?
Well, I will say this, that most rock bands have certainly, gone the southern route. And that's been for the best for all the people that end up in hell. And I mean this figuratively, because hell burned down a number of years ago, so it's actually gone now. They didn't have very good fire code standards.
Didn't the Romans crucify you?
Yes, it was the Romans, and according to Mel Gibson, it was the Jews. But yes, it was the Romans.
Well,
yeah, I think that makes it about even.
I mean, I would say so.
That's when the Romans adopted Christianity and the Roman Catholic Church. That's when they started blaming the crucifixion of the Jews. Before then, everybody knew it was the Romans, because they used to line them up to the sunset as far as crucifixions. They did not single Jesus out.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to... that's one of the things I feel most guilty about. And by the way, this, of course, goes back to my Jewish roots. But I feel bad that I got so much attention when there was, there were so many other people that were getting, crucified that day. It was, in a way, very tough on me to have everything focused on me. Look around, it's happened to other people, and still to this day, I think that's the most important message I can impart to people is don't just focus everything on one guy because it hits all the newspapers.
Does this embarrass you as much to do about your birthday? Does this ever embarrass you?
Actually, it does not. I'm a big advocate of shopping, and I think that's what drives the economy. And if you'll remember, there's one of the big misconceptions about my life is that, when I died, I said it is accomplished. I did not. I said, let's go shopping.
Oh.
And people mistook that for it is accomplished. And I think that's a huge mistake. I would never say such a thing. It's only a madman who says something like it is accomplished.
So
mission accomplished, whatever.
So Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, in your mind, is a holy day.
Yeah, I mean, it was a Black Friday for me, too.
Well, that is true. That is true.
That's why it's called that to this day. Absolutely, it creates jobs.
It does. It spurs the economy. And if there's anything about Christmas being the season of peace, it's also the season of prosperity.
That's right.
Are you a tea partier? Do you party with the tea party?
Well, I will say this. The tea party people tend to be some of my biggest fans, and I call them stalkers. And I can't say that the love is going exactly the same amount back. I'll be honest with you. I was a guy who, in my time, I protested a lot, I appreciate when people go out and protest. I think that's a good thing. When people are retarded, and I mean that in a way of they are retarded from learning,
right.
Not born retarded, but chosen to be retarded.
Right.
I don't think that's as compatible with a good protest. So the Tea Party people have the passion, they have the protest, they just don't have the knowledge, education, or reason. And that's a bad combination oftentimes.
They'd also be the most likely to nail you up if they found out where you were hiding in Los Angeles.
They would probably not be as kind to me if I came back and then said the same things I said the first time. That is true.
Hi, we have Jesus, our good friend Jesus, on the phone. He comes in here every year right before Christmas to take your calls, answer your questions. Possibly, Jesus, are you willing to answer a prayer or two?
I will. Most of my prayers this year have been people just wanting to not have to live in their cars. And I've also had quite a few asking for things. You know, again, most of these things, they go right in my spam folder.
Like a lot of prayers for jobs, maybe.
I've had a lot of prayers for jobs, and I confuse them with prayers for Job, and then I worry that some little, you know, kid is going to get either killed or molested.
Right. Can I ask you to reinstate your smiting policy? Can you do that for us?
What now? I got to ask you though. Who is it you want smitten?
Well, I mean, you could start with Fox News and then work your way over to talk radio and maybe work your way over to Sarah Palin. I mean, I'm just saying a nice smiting once in a while will let us know that you're still out there.
Well, here's the great thing about smiting is almost always, in 99% of the cases, it just takes a little bit longer. People end up smiting themselves. And you can slowly see it happen with Sarah Palin. No matter where she goes, she can't escape. She tried, you know, she felt like she was about to get smited when she was in Alaska. She moved. Guess what? The smiting follows you wherever you go. So there's no escaping, Sarah. The smiting is coming, and you're going to be the one who brings it on.
It's kind of like Larry Craig and homosexuality. At some point, you got to admit what's real.
Absolutely. And sometimes you get smited in the you bring it right on in the bathroom, and you ask for the smiting to come right at you.
Yeah, in his case, it did. In the form of handcuffs.
He was beast-moting big time.
Yeah.
By the way, that's going to be a great 3D movie, the Larry Craig story.
Very nice.
It opens in China because they have the world's largest bathroom with over 10,000 stalls, and they have a big wall. So it's going to be screening initially there, and then it makes its way to the States. And that's not even until 2013, so I don't want to give too much away.
Jesus, can we take some calls for you?
Absolutely.
All right, in order of weight, let's go to Chris. Chris, you are on with Jesus H. Christ.
I just want to say that I can appreciate, like, the cold concept and the point y'all are trying to make or whatever, but more so I just find it offensive, like, what y'all are doing, like, him pretending to be Jesus. I mean, I just find that to be ridiculous because I don't know, like, why would y'all go out of y'all way to, like, offend so many people? I mean, I think that's... This is the situation where some people argue, like, that we shouldn't have so much free speech or whatever. I mean, I don't think that, but it's like a...
Are you trying to say that this guy's make-believe?
Huh?
Well, you trying to say it's make-believe?
Well, Chris...
So are you saying I'm a figment of your imagination?
You're not Jesus Christ, but I think it's just that, like, this is offensive, like... For you to come on and pretend like you're Jesus and you're taking questions or whatever.
I am the real Jesus Christ, first of all, and how do you know that I'm not?
I think it's just mockery, you know, and the whole...
I couldn't agree with you more, sir. I made this exact same call that you're making to Mel Gibson after he put James Caviezel in that horrible film. And that was one of the worst flashbacks I've ever had.
I mean, that doesn't define, like, my idea of Christianity or Jesus Christ or whatever.
Well, is there anything that I've said that you disagree with or that you think contradicts with how I was in the earlier years?
No, I feel like this is not something positive or whatever. I mean, I understand the point you're trying to make, but I just don't see the positivity in it.
What form of Jesus do you agree with? Do you agree with, let's say, the prosperity gospel that you hear from, let's say, guys like T.D. Jakes?
I don't agree with that, like the whole prosperity thing or whatever. But I believe that, you know, people follow whoever they so choose to or whatever that's preaching to them or whatever. They can take a
well, and that's
word.
That's exactly why but I felt it
day,
was important
just...
for me to come back and come on the air and talk with these guys and. You know, we're just telling the truth right now. The stuff that you've been hearing up until now, that's been most of the lies. So I'm just trying to set the record straight. I'm here to tell everybody on the planet Earth that right now, all of you are on a reality show called Last Planet Standing. And I'm just here to help you, you know, survive that and get to the next level during the show.
We're just trying to get to the commercial.
Johnny, you're on the phone with Jesus.
Hey, Jesus, what's up? I got two Christmas wishes if I could ask you to throw it to Santa. I've got one of the wishes. I'd like a sack of nuts for Barack, and I'd like half of a scarecrow's brain to go to each John the ballroom, so I'm totally mundane. Maybe you could answer the question, what is eternal life?
Thank you for this question. When I said that you could have eternal life, I did not mean that you could actually live forever, because then, you know, you really would need me to come back and install nuts in a brain later on, and like every 50,000 miles or whatever it works out to. So eternal life just means you leave people with the good ideas and the love that you leave in the world, and then you blip out, you're gone forever. That's what I mean by eternal life. So you can live a pretty darn long time if you're, you know, if you love people. And this goes, this doesn't matter what your economic level is, doesn't matter. It's all about the love, right? And also all about how much you stood for a good world.
Hmm. Jesus, I have to tell you, we have your brother on from another mother. You ready to talk to Moses?
I wouldn't mind talking to Moses. It's been a while.
Moses, it's been a while, but you're on the air with Jesus.
Why, hello, this is Moses.
Moses, how you sound exactly the same.
Why, thank you, my son. You must bring Muhammad tonight, 2 days before the birth of Jesus. It would be prudent for the health of humanity to bring Muhammad, the king of Muslims, onto the show this evening. This evening, I say.
We'll see what they can do. I think that's not, you know, Al Jazeera doesn't go on till 6 a.m., and we have to make sure that we're reaching the right people. And I think Mohammed needs to speak to the people who are actively listening to Al Jazeera in order to get the message across. Just like, you know, look at this. You got Moses calling in. You got people. I want the Jews and Christians calling in, listening for now. Mohammed doesn't speak to you, Moses. I mean, you never even met the guy.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Moses, I'm on your side, Moses, my friend. I agree with you. I want you to have yourself a happy Hanukkah. I know it's already passed, but have a happy Hanukkah for next year. Happy Passover. It's just around the corner, Moses.
He definitely had his way, because we've been getting burned by bushes for 8 years.
He really did.
The whole decade.
Earl, you're on the phone with Jesus.
I wanted to ask you, when you multiplied the loaves and fishes to feed the multitude from nothing, did you mean to start supply-side economics, or did just that just happen on its own?
Yeah, that was another thing that was kind of blown out of proportion. The way that worked is, I used flaxseed instead of the regular wheat, and that's just a higher protein content. I also blended it with hemp seeds, and then I just used smaller portions, so everybody got some, and they were pretty much satisfied until the next meal.
Well, that usually happens. And another thing, when you rose on the third day, was that because on the fourth day the deposit on the tomb became non-refundable?
No, I was only paid up for 3 days. Yeah, and it goes back to prosperity and economic motivation.
Right. Well, and your friends and family were not very well off to begin with.
Exactly.
Well, that's
I didn't come from a... I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth.
Jesus, another question I've always wanted to ask. The Last Supper, what did they serve?
Strangely enough, they served lamb. And that's always been a horrible irony for me that I've had to live with.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you're on the phone with Jesus.
Well, I have a question for Jesus.
All right.
Is it true that your middle name is Harrison?
That is not true, although it is H. It's Hallelujah, and I got that name. I got the middle name from Mary Magdalene.
I see. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
I thought it was Hussein. That's what Cole Burr said.
It was Hussein?
I thought it changed again once I moved to America.
Hey, Jesus, have you gotten any haircuts the last time we saw you? It was kind of long.
My hair is exactly the same. I like to keep it like I had it because it throws people off a little bit. I tried a shorter haircut for a while, and people were surprising us. It was like they wanted to kill me faster.
Are you?
And I couldn't have that.
What about those abs? They still look like a six-pack?
Abs? I hardly do anything with the abs, and they still look great.
You're like Brad Pitt.
I feel like it was just a gift I was given.
Well, you're a lucky man to have abs like that. I would kill for them.
I believe they're going to be featuring me in Men's Fitness, the Jesus Ab Workout.
Well, very good for you. I thought I saw you on QVC. I did. I thought I saw you about 3 in the morning.
He was on with Chuck Norris.
Jason, you're on with Jesus. How are you, Jason?
It's Joseph. It's not your dad. Well, I'm sorry, Will. You know, he wasn't your dad. That's kind of awkward, wasn't it? You know,
it was. What you do in that situation is you do your best to just, you know, accept the new circumstances.
Yeah. I mean, I have a really important question for you, but I want to make sure you're the real Jesus. And I have something that you said on record. I want you to, if you just fill in the blank, I'll know it's really you. And that is, no one can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and blank.
You cannot serve God and man.
Hey, wait a minute. That's not right, man.
That's what I said originally. Why? What did you hear?
God and wealth.
Oh, yeah. No. I had to change that because of the prosperity doctrine. And I feel like that now you've got to go with both. You've got to serve. I like to say God is money.
Jesus, when is a more revised version of the Bible coming out?
Yeah.
Well, we're having a conservative Bible coming out in early next year. And I'm very excited. I can tell you a few things from it. For instance, this time in the conservative Bible, the fishes and loaves, I end up actually just sort of selling all of them to the highest bidder and then letting them trickle down. And there's a number of different things that are, you know, that are changing in the new conservative Bible.
So,
and I think that it's important for the Tea Party to have the Jesus that they picture represented.
Well, you know, a lot of my relatives are, they say they know you, that you saved them, and that they have a personal relationship with you. And see, what bothers me about this is that, you know, they're jerks. I mean, they're real big a-hole
right.
jerks.
Right, I'll tell you right now, that's exactly why they have the personal relationship with me. And what they probably need to do is start getting along with real people in their lives. Stop going for the imaginary. You know, there's only so much I can do from the dream world.
Well, you know, it's frustrating because, you know, if you try to talk sense to them, they just say, well, I know you.
Yeah, that's one of the big, I think, unfortunate things about people. You know, they tend to go nuts when they see the shiny, leather-bound Bible. And they get excited about the book itself, but they don't like to read certain parts of it that could be helpful. You know, and there's a lot of stuff in there that should have been edited out. But there's certainly a lot of good things, and that's what people tend to ignore. They want to just make it fit what they want to do, and I don't think that's right.
It seems like books are kind of out nowadays, yeah. So have you thought about maybe going to e-books or maybe even just like texting stuff?
What about like an iPhone app?
Yeah. How about doing radio?
I am on the Kindle, and I certainly people can go to comedyjesus.com and get the details. So I've tried to update some of the forms of media. I'm on YouTube as Comedy Jesus, and people can certainly, that's how we're trying to reach people now.
Jesus, can
I feel like the old Bible, you know, just sitting there in the hotel rooms.
Can I recommend another thing that you look at doing? Tweeting,
sure.
Tweeting and Facebook. Have you thought about that?
I am. I'm comedy_Jesus
yeah.
on Twitter. So comedy_Jesus on Twitter, and then on Facebook, you just type in Comedy Jesus Show. So I've tried to get to on all the different things. And then the reason I came back, I came back as a comedian this time because that way I don't get killed.
Right.
People, you know, kind of give comedians a pass a little bit. So I had to come back with a little bit of a different angle this time. But I am the real Jesus, so that's how it works.
Jesus, does it concern you that Miley Cyrus has more Facebook followers than you do at this point? Is that
yeah, you know, that always happens. It happened with John Lennon, 30 years ago, and that's just how things work. There's always somebody, but you know what? I wish her the best. She's got better abs than I do.
She does, really. Mark, you're on the other side with Jesus. How are you, Mark?
Hey, good. Hey, Jesus. I imagine you get this comment a lot, but how's it hanging?
It's hanging very, very well, sir, and much, much less painful.
I'm glad to hear it. Hey, I always referred to this holiday season as the birthday of the Jewish carpenter zombie. I hope you don't take offense at that.
I would say I was the second zombie in history, and I'm kind of proud of that. And I'm happy to say that I created the first one, Lazarus.
Right, like in the vein of Shaun of the Dead, but zombies for the a zombie force, like Team America.
Jesus, another blast from your past. Look at here. Santa Claus. Jesus.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Hello, Santa.
Hey, Jesus, this is Santa. How are you?
I'm doing great. I always wish I had your enthusiasm.
Let me ask you this. Has there been a prayer that you've out and out rejected? Do you reject some prayers?
I will tell you honestly, the number of prayers I've received, and this is on a weekly basis, average of 1 billion prayers.
I can
and
imagine.
That's, by the way, that's just from the state of Kentucky, okay? So, you do the math.
It's
now,
impossible.
I've not answered any one of those. And yet people still believe. Now, for me personally, I love it. Because I feel like I don't even have to do anything, and I still get all the credit.
You do.
But on the other hand, I feel like I really wish people knew what was up.
I mean, you don't act in movies, yet you get credit every Oscar night. You don't play professional football, but every Sunday you get credit. I mean, that's pretty cool. You get credit for things you have absolutely nothing to do with.
That's always the case, and that's always going to continue. And I feel like that really getting credit for things that have nothing to do with is almost synonymous with the name Jesus.
Jesus, you know what was odd was that I think this was kind of a landmark week for you a couple of weeks ago when somebody didn't get a touchdown and blamed you. It's about time.
Yeah, that's the thing is every time that happens with the, you know, every time there's a touchdown or somebody makes a three-point shot, I get credit for that. And what I love about it is nobody ever says anything when it goes the other way.
No, they never do. That's kind of funny about it. They don't question you when they don't win the Oscar, only when they win. That's interesting. Tanya, you're on with Jesus. How are you, Tanya?
I'm good. Hey, I've got a series of, I'm sorry I'm eating, but I've got a series of questions for Jesus.
Sure.
Jesus, we'll go quickly on these. First one, have you masturbated today?
Actually, if you do it twice, it's like the second
time. One of my questions. How many times today?
Well, I recommend I do everything in threes.
Okay.
So I, you know, make it a day, call it a trinity, sir.
It's our annual Jesus interview, and Jesus, again, thank you. I know you're busy, taking a little break from answering prayers, showing up in tortillas and Dorito chips. Thank you for taking the time, as you always do.
Absolutely, and I have time for one more question, if you like. But I am glad to be with you. And by the way, I will be doing some more appearances on trees, shower curtains, toilet seats, and toast this coming season. So keep watching for those, and you might be the next winner.
And grilled cheese sandwiches as well. Well, I did want to. Do we have time after the call to talk about Last Planet Standing and the reality show?
Sure, we can. I only got to briefly mention that, but that is an important thing. I do want to talk a little bit about Last Planet Standing, the show that everybody on Earth is on right now. And, you know, I get killed on a lot of planets. This one's not quite as special as people want to believe. So basically, I'll tell you really quickly, it works like this. I go and visit these different planets, and I try to give people tips on how to survive on Last Planet Standing. Every planet is competing. It's a reality show that we all get to, you know, we all get to watch. Throughout the galaxy. And there's all these different planets, and they're all sort of competing against themselves, really, to keep on surviving each year. And I watch a lot of them go. Earth is, you know, I'd say it's in my top 100. I really want it to keep going, but I try to be Buddha-like and not be too attached. You know what I mean?
Jesus, can I ask for immunity on this show? you grant immunity?
I gave everybody immunity last year, and you know, this year, this coming 2011, everybody's got to work hard. You got to pull yourself up.
All right, Brian, you're on with Jesus.
I always have a sense of humor. It just doesn't show whenever I talk to clowns like you. I'd have one question. It's not to Jesus, because I know he's not real. I know he's a comedian. I know he's not funny. But here's to the management and staff of this radio station. Now, you made a parody of President Bush. Now, you made a parody of Jesus Christ. Why don't you have the guts to do it to Muhammad?
That is
the question I ask of this radio station right now.
Brian does not listen. Brian, you don't listen to my show. I've creamed Muhammad like 15 times in the whole 30 minutes.
No, I don't listen to your show.
We just mentioned earlier that Muhammad would be coming on sometime before or after Al Jazeera. Sir, let me just say this, if this helps you. And by the way, yes, we are all married. But in order for you to win on Last Planet Standing, you're at least going to have to pretend that I'm real for the moment. Muhammad won't come on voluntarily. We really had to work on that because people take everything so seriously. So we're working on getting him on. We may have him on with the 12th Imam, and they're gonna have kind of a really funny. We're gonna do a roast, sir. Would that make you happy?
Will you bring on the virgins as well? I think there's 672 of them.
The virgins have all been. I hate to tell this. I just spoke recently with Muhammad. The virgins have all been downgraded. They're just really old dudes, and only a few of them are virgins. I'll be honest with you, they don't smell great, but they do throw in some perfume.
And Jesus, you were always more into fallen women anyway. Then I don't remember any virgins. Well, except for mom.
I'm sure Brian will work it out.
All right, Lisa, you're the last person to get to talk to Jesus this year. How are you, Lisa? Are you there?
It's just like your dad. He just not, doesn't show up. It's like he's not even there.
Well, thank you, Jesus. By the way, Jesus, last question, real quick. Does everyone get to go to heaven, or do we have to really go through you?
Every year that you win on Last Planet Standing, you've got to get this. Consider it heaven, because you should see what happens when a planet gets swallowed up by a black hole when they lose. It really sucks. So don't get yourself to the point where everybody's such a jerk to each other that you end up in that nuclear do-over situation. Treat people well, and you'll be fine.
I mean, treat others like you would want to be treated.
That's a good way to go.
Thank you, Jesus. Have a great birthday.
Best to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Troy Conrad, Glenn Urbach, and KPFT callers. Xmas birthday special with Jesus Christ, brought to you by Innerside Radio. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.